Soul Talk Podcast is your guide to all things wellness. On this podcast, you'll find many episodes with the scope and focus on health, wellness, and life. Welcome to episode 44 of Soul Talk Podcast. This episode is a wee bit different. So I talk a lot about my work now on the podcast, a lot more than I ever did. Although I'll always invite guests onto the podcast, and there are some really amazing and expert guests coming up. It has definitely become a platform for me to share more about the moon and lunations and episodes about my healing journey and the inner work that I do, and also what my one-to-one work and work with women entails. So first of all, just thanks for listening and allowing Soul Talk Podcast to evolve into what it needs to be. And just know one thing, it exists to be a guide for those who need it most, and I hope in some way or another it gives you a wee bit of help and encouragement and support. That's sort of what it was designed to do. Initially, you know, being a guide to all things wellness, but now a platform for me to talk a lot more about all of the things that I just mentioned, as well as the work that I can actually help you with. This episode is about connecting to the inner child. So when I started writing this episode, I actually thought there was way too much sort of background information and like overview and explaining as to what connecting with your inner child actually really truly is, because I know I've talked about it a wee bit before on different episodes, and in the last episode, which was episode 43, which was the new moon in Capricorn, at the end there was a wee bit about meeting your inner child, but this is a lot more in depth in connecting with your inner child. So this episode 44 originally was supposed to be the activation and meditation itself, but I thought that episode 44 made much more sense to be explaining what connecting with your inner child actually is, what it means, how we do it, how we know we need to do it, you know, and how we know we're healing and all of that. So I'm going to talk about all of that on this episode, and then the next episode, which is episode 45, directly after this one, is the actual guided meditation into connecting with your inner child and learning about who she is and what she needs help with, or what messages that she might have. So just a wee bit of background information on this. This work I began doing for my own inner healing journey, and I'm constantly connecting with my inner child and discovering new parts of her. You know, sometimes with the guided meditation, particularly, that is in the next episode, that we just dive straight into, you could do it 100 times, and every time you will have a unique experience and meet a different version of yourself, or meet the same age, but you'll connect with different memories and emotions and, you know, parts of her and parts of you. So I began this work with my mentor, Lee. Her business name is Soul Self Mastery. You'll find her on social media and on her website. So I have to give massive credit to her, because this is really where this work started to come in for me. Long before this, I was doing shadow work and journaling and compassionate inquiry and all that. But the inner child work was a real key shifting point for me. And I want to give a lot of credit to Lee for that. And because this is where I sourced this sort of work from. Lee has her own sourcing meditation, as she calls it, which is connecting with the inner child. So if my inner child work doesn't particularly call you, then you can check it out with other people who do inner child work as well, that might just connect with you a bit more. So just take your own guidance on that. So yeah, this stuff now, and Lee still guides me through this stuff when I have my own triggers and when I need to work on my own stuff. And I now guide others on this journey through one-to-one work, cacao ceremonies, guided meditations and things like that. But mostly in the one-to-ones and mostly in the healing ceremonies, the cacao ceremonies. I do feel like I'm being called to do an in-person inner child workshop, which I think I might bring in early this year. So if you've any interest in that at all, drop me a message on whatever platform that suits you, just so I know that there's, you know, interest for it. I know when I talk about this work, I do get a lot of messages about it. This is an element, this is a huge element of my work now, and in the meditation, which is the next episode, you'll really get a preview and a feel for what it is like to work with me on a one-to-one basis. So inner child work, deep inner work, where we reconnect back to the younger versions of ourselves that might need released from trauma or pain that we might still be trapped in. This is where we do that, in the inner child work and the sort of the deep inner work. You can do it through shadow work and all the rest of it, obviously, for the sake of this episode. In the next episode, we're focusing on inner child work. The best way to discover what we need to work on is acknowledging our triggers. So what upsets you, what makes you snap, or react or overreact, who triggers you, what triggers you, what emotions come up. You might notice that there's cycles in your life that are just constantly on repeat that you can't change, like maybe a poor relationship with a parent, or maybe I noticed actually, and this kind of leads into the mother wound and the father wound, but that's where it comes from. It comes from, you know, childhood. That I actually noticed that I was having constant negative interactions and relationships with women in my life. So it was, you know, whether it was a boss or a female colleague or you know, stuff like that was really quite strong for me. And I was like, what is this? What is this? You know, and different cycles with my dad, who there's just like constant cycle of falling out, making up, and falling out, making up, and just for years and years and years. And you just get to a point where you just can't take it anymore. No, enough's enough. So look at those patterns and cycles in your own life. So say, for example, you can't hold a relationship down. Every time you get close to someone, you somehow push them away. Or if you feel in any way that your needs are not being met, rather than communicate that with your partner, you break it off like a self-sabotaging thing. This is considered to be self-sabotaging behavior. Also, it's a self-preservation thing, so it's like a protection thing. So, you know, when you're feeling like you're not supported or seen or loved or worthy or safe with a person, you'll cut that off to protect yourself, which is self-sabotaging. So if we dove deeper then, I'd ask you, what was the emotion that you felt when you felt your needs weren't being met? So this goes into compassionate inquiry work, which is led and was established by Gabor Mate, Dr. Gabor Mate, who is the best person ever. I absolutely adore his work. If you haven't checked it out, do. So say your response to my question, you know, what was the emotion you felt when you felt your needs weren't being met? Say your response was, I felt unseen. I then ask you how feeling unseen makes you feel. Say, for example, you replied, unworthy. I'd ask you to close your eyes and take a few deep breaths and tell me when you felt this way in your life before. We then travel back to a younger age to try and get to the root source of your feeling of unworthiness. So you'll connect with old memories to source why you've developed the belief that you're unworthy. You'll actually start to connect with, you know, when the time is right and when it, you know, the healing is ready to take place. You'll start to remember things that maybe your parents would have said to you, or you know, being bullied at school or feeling left out, or clients of mine will connect with encounters and relationship types with their parents. So for example, a memory could come up and say the client was 5 years old and they made a painting for one of their parents and it was dismissed. Say the parent was the dad and the child is a woman. So she'll channel that she's not good enough and not worthy of her dad's time. And that then creates this masculine, distorted masculine, and this masculine imbalance of energy. So she could very well completely feel unseen by her daddy. Her needs aren't being met. The first and most important male figure in her life has dismissed her and made her feel unworthy or that she's not good enough. And this then can transform into a lifetime of her seeking the attention and love of other men, but never feeling worthy or good enough, and always attracting the men who give her the same treatment as what her daddy did, which massively affects relationships. You know, it can lead to the woman using sex as a way of connecting with other men, to get that connection, to try to get love. And then when she is abandoned or felt to be unworthy or not good enough or used for sex, then the cycle just continues again and again. This is just one example. Whereas in reality, with the memory, you know, with the, say, the 5-year-old child who was dismissed by the dad, in reality, he could have just been busy with work and not a bad person. But as children, we're so sensitive and in the development stages of our lives, so we'll program our minds with what we think and feel. And these become our core beliefs, and our core beliefs are not always true. And sometimes, and very often, our core beliefs can be very damaging and can really take over our lives. So even now, as an adult, you could say, oh, I'm fine, I'm over it, I didn't have a good relationship with my daddy, I'm over it, for example. And what Lee has taught me is that you might be okay now as your 32-year-old self, for example, but the 5-year-old in you is still feeling hurt and abandoned and unworthy and not good enough. So accessing her and connecting with her, communicating with her, going back to her. Sometimes you can play with her, connect with her, discover what she wants to tell you, or maybe she has, like, she can have symbolic gifts to give you. Or sometimes you just need to reconnect back with her and say that you see her, I see you. Sometimes you can explain there what the reality of the situation now is. And, you know, as you know it as an adult, say you've connected with your daddy and your daddy had explained, you know, what it was like growing up in the same house as you, but being him, and is explaining his behaviour. Now that you know that as an adult, you explain that to your inner child. Because as a kid you believe that you were unworthy or unloved and were craving your parents' attention. So this sounds like obviously quite very different. You're probably listening to this going, what the hell? Why do I need to connect with my inner child? You know, what does this mean? But who is she? Because she's me, you know. It is different type of work, but there's absolutely no denying that it works. It really truly does. And it's just helping to unlock and release parts of yourself that have been wounded and hurt. So our inner child is about our childhood experiences, and our upbringings and our parents and our main caregivers. our upbringing's everything, so it's important that we access all parts of ourselves for healing. If you're, as I say, stuck in these cyclic patterns and you're constantly attracting toxic relationships or men that are like your daddy into your life, you know, if you've got a father wound or even, you know, a mother wound, if you're unable to hold down friendships, if you're unable to hold down jobs, you need to access all parts of yourself for healing, and it brings up a lot of clearing as well. So again, you can begin with your triggers. So you can look at what you want to work on in your life. Maybe you have a relationship that you need to fix or heal or leave, get rid of. Or maybe there's a job that you're not content in, or maybe you can't hold down a job. Maybe you have anger issues. Maybe you have an illness or chronic pain. These things are telling us that we need to pay attention and do inner child work. So I'd recommend that you do this work with someone who can guide you and support you through it, as it's not just like a one session fixes all type of approach. Obviously, the work can run for multiple sessions over multiple months, weeks, months, years. You know, things come up like uncomfortable memories and trauma, etc. So it's important that you have someone to support you. So I offer this support. I offer these sessions in my one-to-one services. In my one-to-one services, there's the inner child work, there's the Reiki, healing, and different intuitive modalities, yoga, acupressure, guided meditations, journaling, compassionate inquiry, working with your trauma. Yeah, if you'd like to reach out for more information on that, or to even just chat with me first to see if there's a fit, I can do a free discovery call with you. So just mention that. Just drop me a message and mention that you'd like to have a quick call with me, and we can see how we can work together. I'll pop my information in the notes section of this episode. So that's a little overview on the inner child work and its importance. The next episode is a guided connecting with the inner child meditation for you to access your inner child on a much deeper level. I hope you get a lot from it, and thank you so much for listening, and as always, reach out anytime.